In today's episode, Mike is a hater, Samantha has heard of a game, JJ doesn't want to deal with any freaks, and I keep the Lego train rolling. This is episode 78. When you're watching their pets, they want to make sure, like, you take care of them and feed them and stuff. It's weird.
And pet them correctly.
Yeah.
Stridex their chin.
Poor Milky. He's old and gross.
Well, you're giving him steroids, so you got to make sure, like, you're spotting him while he's lifting. You know, he's got to make sure he's getting that pump in.
Milky, you can be on camera.
Speaking of heavy lifting, it's time that we get back to Funsphere Game Club. Hi,
what?
I'm Josh. Believe me, it's always an arduous task to run this here podcast. It's always a strain.
Oh, you're carrying us.
Yes. Some of you, like Michael.
Hi, I'm Atlas.
And I'm...
Got the weight of the world on my shoulders.
I'm Milk. The cat.
JJ, do you have a clever intro?
I don't. I'm JJ.
Okay. Ow. I was going to say, and yes, I've been carrying Mike for like 15 years at this point. So,
yeah. It's really funny when I see the two of you together. Just got Mike riding on your back like a little backpack.
Yep.
The Master Blaster of East Tennessee.
Beat me to it.
I was thinking Empire Strikes Back when Luke had Yoda.
So what games have you knuckleheads been playing recently?
I don't even want to tell you guys because you'll just make fun of me.
What? When have we ever made fun of you?
No, I actually haven't played anything new.
Okay. It's that time of year.
And on call.
It is that time of year again. It's like summer. There's a lot of stuff going on. So video games and stuff get set to the side. But now we're getting into the fall, and other things start taking it up, and again, video games get set to the side. But
as we gear up for the winter of so many games, gameplay. I don't think anything big is coming out this holiday season.
Lego Horizon.
Not that I'm aware of. I'll say that.
Lego Horizon.
Okay, Lego Horizon.
So
go ahead, Mike.
Everything that I have been playing lately is in anticipation of the new Zelda.
Okay. Mm.
I'm really looking forward to it. So about a month ago, I played back through the Link's Awakening remake.
Ooh, yeah.
But I've played that game so many times through the years. Not the remake on the Switch. This is only my second time playing back through that. But the other one, like, mm-hmm. I have memorized that entire game. So I can get through it in like less than 10 hours.
Yeah.
Of course, it didn't take any time at all for me to get through that game. And I was like, damn, I still have that Zelda itch that I want to scratch.
Okay.
So I just went through and replayed Minish Cap on the online service.
Gotcha.
And man, 100%ing that game is an ordeal.
Now, is that one of the Zeldas made by Capcom? I can't remember.
It is. Yeah, so Capcom took over the handhelds starting with the Oracle games.
Okay.
And then the Minish Cap. I think that may have been their last one that they did.
Okay.
I don't know. But the director of those games ended up being the director of Tears of the Kingdom.
Okay. Wow, I did not know that.
So,
okay. What?
Yeah, he definitely grew the ranks in the Zelda family.
What about Hyrule Warriors for your Wii or any of those games? Was it Wii that one came out on?
I watched Josh play some of it. I don't know. That style of game has never really been for me.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, I remember my brother was big into those games, like the true Dynasty Warriors. And then they had the Zelda crossovers. They also have Gundam crossovers, which he's big into, so he likes those. Those were okay. All right, so Mike, I'm going to ask just a question about the remake. Do you find it, like, are there any real differences between the original and the new remake? Like, I'm thinking, like, it's obviously not as big a remake as, like, say, the Resident Evil games or anything like that. But is there any kind of new spin, or is it just literally the graphics are different?
No, there's definitely a new spin. And one I didn't like as much, but I guess there's nothing they could really do with it. Because, I don't know, Link's Awakening is so weird, because there was the regular Link's Awakening that was on the Game Boy, the original Game Boy. And whenever the Game Boy Color came out, they made Link's Awakening DX, which added a ninth color dungeon, which they did bring into the remake. And then they also brought in this side quest that you can get all these pictures that you collect.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it by, there'll just be like random interactions you can have throughout the game where this camera guy comes up, takes your picture. And he has this little house kind of in the center of the map where you can use the Game Boy printer to print the pictures out, which I was obsessed with.
Of course.
And that has never, like, that mechanic has never returned. So what they did with this one, it's a cool concept. It just, whenever I played it, I was like, yeah, I just want to get through this. It's a dungeon maker. That they bring Dampy, the grave digger. Yeah. So you make these customizable dungeons.
Yeah.
Like, they give you a bunch of tiles and you're able to do that. So, again, cool idea, but once I got into it and was playing it, I just wanted to... I was always using the fastest pieces to get through the dungeons. And I never had any interest in making my own dungeons. It was just knocking out all of the tasks to unlock everything.
So it was like a kind of a mini Mario Maker, but for Zelda in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
And another thing that was I weirdly didn't like about the game is, so in the original games, the whole map is tile-based. So, I mean, just like the original Zelda, you know how you would physically move screens.
Mm-hmm.
And since this is a 3D game, they took away those borders, but in doing so, it made the game so much shorter.
Oh.
Like, it seems like such a smaller game without those tile dividers.
Hmm.
So, again, a weird nitpicky thing for me, but I kind of wish they kept those invisible borders and kept it tile-based.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't think I'll mind as much with this new one, because it looks like a way bigger game.
And it's an entirely new setup, too, so you don't have anything to compare it to.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Right. I forgot. The one you play as Zelda and do weird magic.
Yep. I've also...
It looks so good. Have you kept up with the trailers?
I saw the first one. I've not seen the second one yet.
It's going to be a crazy game.
When's the release date, Mike?
26th
of this month?
Now?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Ooh, I know what we're going to hear about in October.
So do I.
6 months.
Yep.
It'll be me going, this game sucks. I can't believe I was excited for it. So going back to Minish Cap, that I, for every Zelda game that came out around that time was always the same initial reaction for me. Like, thinking, why are they intentionally making something that is not going to be as good as if they just gave us what everybody wants? And then the game comes out and you play it and you're like, actually, this is pretty cool. Like, the whole mechanic of wearing a hat that makes you shrink down to, like, miniature size sounded so dumb and gimmicky. And then once you play it, it's great.
Yeah.
I wish more games would incorporate that mechanic.
I remember what you were talking about, Mike. A lot of people have very strong opinions about the Oracle games, because these were the first Zeldas, not the Philips CDI ones, obviously, that had not been made by Nintendo
YouTube
directly.
Well, the Oracle games were really interesting because before they came out, I remember reading in Nintendo Power that they were trying to make three games.
Yeah.
It would be those two, and then the third would be a remastered version of the original.
Oh.
And they wanted it to have all these crazy interconnected things that you can do, kind of like Pokemon.
Yeah.
And then they realized, oh yeah, trying to have that between three games is a nightmare.
Yeah.
So they ended up cutting the remake. But then that remake came in and bits and pieces with the other two games.
Mm. Gotcha. Mike, while you still have that itch, if you have it, have you ever checked out a game called Tunic?
Yes, it's hard as fuck. I hate that game.
It is, but does it not also play very much like a Legend of Zelda game?
Not really. It borders more on tedium for me.
Oh, okay. I thought you would like that, so I'm interested. Or that's interesting.
I wanted to like it. I tried to like
it.
Gotcha. But no, I hated
it. Okay.
I wanted to go back to it, and they had pulled it off of Game Pass.
Yeah.
And it was gone for like half a year, and then it came back, and I was like, all right, it's finally time.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I just didn't give it a fair shake, and I tried it again, and nope, it stays.
It stays. Okay.
It's still garbage.
It's the same with the, God, what was that game that was on the PlayStation 3? It was called like 8-Bit.
Oh, 8-Bit Hero.
That was like a... It looked cool, mm-hmm. and it was a, pretty much a Zelda clone, but I don't know. I got a couple dungeons in and was like, this is kind of boring.
I didn't play it. I just know about it. I heard of it one time.
So, Mike, you also have then the Lego set that can buy you some time if you haven't already purchased it yet.
I can't. It's because it's what, $300?
It's only $300, Mike.
That's less than a dollar per brick.
And like, I have physically run out of space. I can't build the sets.
Hey,
I have.
Why don't you build a shed and then put all your Legos in it?
You could build the shed out
I
of
did
Legos.
Build,
I know, I was thinking that.
Did build a shed.
I was thinking that. Like, just use all your loose Legos, build a shed, and then you can keep all your Legos in there. Somehow run power through it. I don't know, just get an extension cord and a light bulb and hang it up, and then you're good.
I really wish money wasn't an object for me, because we have all this unused real estate on, like, that whole side of the yard.
Yeah.
Would be great to just build another expansion of the house.
For your stuff.
That way I can finally have my Lego room.
The couch would be uncomfortable, though.
And then one day we'll see you on Zillow Gone Wild and be like, this is the Lego room.
I kind of think that about, do you guys know that house that's, it's on the corner of Westland and Morrell? They always put a bunch of Christmas lights up every year.
You can see it from space.
But they have made like 4 expansions of their garage. So it's just another garage and another garage and another garage.
Okay.
Like, how many fucking garages do you need?
I'm kind of with them on that, because believe me, if I ever, like, if money was no object and I was building my dream home, it would be like a 1,200 square foot home and a 12,000 square foot garage.
Yeah, but make it a separate building. It looks so bizarre that there's more garage real estate than the actual house.
The house that my mom bought, they bought the lot across the street from them, and there's like a dilapidated house there that they cannot, originally they wanted to knock it down and rebuild the house like on a different part of the property, but they can't because the foundation, the 34 line or whatever goes through it, so it's TVA land under the
line. That's
so they have to use the same foundation, and so it's like taking a long time for them to do what they want to do, but I forgot. But raccoons have moved in, so it's their house now, and that is the point.
Squatter's right.
I forgot what the point was, but there's raccoons trash living there pandas. Now. It was filled. It was a hoarder's house, too, so it was, like, filled floor to ceiling with crap, and now it's completely empty except for raccoons.
Oh, okay. JJ, what have you been playing?
So I just started Baldur's Gate 3. It finally went on sale.
Yeah! Soon you can have mods, even.
So now I think I have something to play during this weird cool weather, because it seems like it'll be cozy enough just to chill, because you know how long it took me to finish Final Fantasy 16. It was like 2 months after you guys, so this game may
take
me a year to finish.
You're gonna be playing Baldur's Gate for 3 years.
And
it'll keep you busy until Grand Theft Auto.
Wow. But then I'm also trying to juggle college football. I'm still playing that as well. So,
yeah.
But yeah, which, you know, that's easy. Finish a game, but then I'll get in the Baldur's Gate, do whatever. I just finished a small dungeon. And yeah, so.
What'd you make? What's your character?
It's a paladin, but I don't like it now. I don't know if I want to be like a rogue, but I don't even know anything about the builds yet. So,
okay.
Yeah, so. You know, I wanted to read a little bit and say, all right, this is the angle I want to take. And then my son, he's already beat it. So he's like, well, let me show you what to do here. And
it's tough being a paladin, because if you break your oath, then this like freak shows up and takes away all your powers. So you got to be careful.
And I think that's the route I'm going to, like, yeah, okay. I don't want to deal with any freaks.
You can reclass. You can switch your class. Once you get what's-his-face. And I think there's no way to miss him. Like, even if you don't get him, he shows up in your camp at some point. You'll know who it is. So you can respec, or you can start over. I mean,
that's probably where I'm at, is starting over. But, so, yeah, go ahead, Josh.
I was going to say, there's something about that game. Like I said, I tried it originally. I've tried to pick it back up from where I started playing it. Haven't been able to do so. I do think I want to start over. But there's also, like JJ mentioned, like, do you need to do research before you honestly start the game?
No. Also, I play on Explorer mode because, like, it's the easiest one, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you feel like a god right away, because you're just like, you're killing everything. You can get that fire sword right away because that guy's a wimp on the guy on the ship, the demon on the ship. He's just like. And you're just getting all the loot, and I've been waiting to pick it back up for the official mod support, which that patch just came out on PC, so I did restart it because I was able to use the face that I like to use.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mod face, but not all the mods I like are there yet, because it's been like a couple days. So, but it's so easy, and apparently now if you play with other people, multiplayer crossplay too is coming soon, so you can play.
Nice.
As soon as the patch is out on consoles, there'll be crossplay. But it automatically, like, so the people you're playing with see the mods you have, because you're using the mod support in game. So it's like, you know, you don't look awesome on your screen and like a freak on their screen because they don't have all your mods. So like you'll see all the same stuff, and
That's really impressive from a technology standpoint.
Yeah, it's great. Oh my gosh. And I really like, because Concerned Ape does the same thing. I really like when developers encourage, and I think Fallout also, because I got mods on my PlayStation copy of Fallout 4 because there's the Greatest Club or whatever, and you can get mods.
Yeah.
I love when developers make space for modders, because then the game lives on past their service or whatever plans they have for it, because they just like hand it over to the people, and like they made a whole Fallout expansion with voice acting and everything. I heard it's a buggy mess, of course, but Fallout London, like they made a whole game on their own, and there's actual voice actors in it. Astarion is in it, the voice actor. It's like crazy. So
It makes sense that companies should want to do that, because they're essentially getting people to work for free.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because more people are going to buy the game for the stuff that other people have done.
Yeah, great marketing for them. Or you can release games like Concord and see what happens there.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What's up with that?
Oh, nothing anymore.
It launched and shut down in like, what, a month?
If that, yeah.
It's like one of the...
I've not even heard of the game.
Well, don't bother to look it up anymore.
I feel bad for the developers. I feel bad for everyone who works
on it. It was one of those games, like, they thought this was going to be like a 5-year game with all kinds of different seasons and stuff like that. And it is literally... They've shuttered it real quick. Yeah, it's wild. Okay. So, you know, you guys, I've told you guys before, I've got huge back catalog and stuff like that, and I need to go through and play some games. Well, I haven't done any of that. I decided while I was on vacation, I was looking over my games. I was like, all right, which one of these back category games am I going to play? You know what? There's Resident Evil 4. Did I ever beat that a second time or a third time to unlock all the things on that, on the remake? Nope. Okay, let's play that. So I played that for a little while. I mean, I got to the point where you got the infinite rocket launcher, so it's just fun from that point forward. But then I was like, you know what? I need to buy some new games. Because that's just the way my brain works. But you'll like this, Mike. I bought Switch games. I bought Paper Mario Thousand Year Door. And
I still have not played that one.
And I bought Super Mario RPG Remake. So I haven't played the RPG Remake yet, but I have been trying Thousand Year Door. And I really like it. I'll say that I did not play that when it originally came out. That was in the GameCube era, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when Nintendo and I were having some real problems, was in the GameCube era. Because they kept making visual changes to series that I did not agree with, so I would not buy or play their games. Even though I now know that Wind Waker is an absolute fantastic, like, maybe number two in the Zelda.
It's so funny that GameCube was the black sheep, because... Like, in retrospect, that was such an incredible time for them.
I think it's a weird time, because that was up against the PlayStation 2, and the PlayStation 2 was such a monster compared to it.
Well, that was the first generation where they really put it down, like, we're less concerned about cutting-edge technology, and we're more concerned with keeping everything fresh.
Yes, and that was also, like, I think... you know, certain series like GTA and stuff like that, they're like, we're going to be on PlayStation and we're going to be on Xbox, but we're not going to be on Nintendo. So that's when they really started to lose a lot of third-party support, which really bit them in the ass in the Wii U section and stuff like Wii section. But going back and just playing like a simple little game like this has been a lot of fun. It's like nice, you know, not every game has to be Elden Ring / Dark Souls. And it's kind of nice to every now and then just go back to an old school type of game and play it. And like I said, I'm actually really enjoying the humor in it and stuff like that. I did not expect to do that. So I was happy with that. And to keep the Lego train going, I also played Lego Star Wars The Complete Saga because I got it free for the PlayStation Monthly games. And I was like, why have I never played any of these games? Because I think there's like 15,000 of them at this point. Through
you
various
could play Lego Horizon.
I could. I very well could. And I was like, I see why people like these. Because, again, that was kind of something from that GameCube era. Is like all of a sudden those games started showing up. And I was like, why in the world are people playing these games? I don't understand it. And I was like, oh, now I see it. It's just a lot of fun. It's a simple, fun little game. And it's funny. And so that's, I was like, that's why they've made 9 billion of these things. And they've sold so many, like, I was like, so many copies have been sold and stuff like that. I remember when the first one came out, people were ranting and raving about it. And I was like, really?
Yeah. No, it's it can't be that good.
No, it can't be good.
It's funny because I could never get into the regular Lego games like that. They did, I think, the Marvel superheroes or whatever. Yeah. It came free with my Xbox 360. Mm-hmm. So I played that one. Like Lego Batman and all those. I tried all of them, but I got bored so quickly. Because I guess it's just like the arcade style of them. So I never really liked those as much as most people did, but then I played Lego City Undercover a couple years back, and that game is incredible. It's like Lego meets Grand Theft Auto.
It's so good. It's so ridiculous too. That's, especially the ending when you're just falling out of the plane. And then that whole, like, it's so good. It's so good. Sorry. I kind of ruined the ending.
No, that's fine. Oh, so
that's definitely one to check out though, okay. Josh, if you like the Lego games, and it's always on crazy sale
on
Switch.
I've seen it on sale a lot of times, and I've seen it like recommended a lot of times.
I think it's like, free on the PlayStation Network.
I would pay. Oh, there you go. I would pay full price for that game. There's so much stuff in it. And the craziest thing of all, that game was made exclusively for the Wii U originally.
I was going to say, wasn't that a Wii U game that got brought forward to other systems?
So, one of the only third-party big hitters for that system.
We like to play.
Yep. And they knew it, too, because they pushed the hell out of that game. Nintendo did.
Okay.
Like, ooh, look at this exclusive game we have.
It's Legos.
I also went ahead and pre-ordered the new Zelda, so I'll have it when it comes out.
I pre-ordered Beetlejuice.
Nice.
The game?
The movie.
I was going to say, I didn't bring that up in our previous episode. Did anybody ever play the Beetlejuice video games?
There was a game?
I did.
There are three games.
For the NES?
Three?
Oh, I didn't know there were three.
Apparently two on the NES and one on the Game Boy.
Oh, and if you play the third one, does anything happen?
I don't know. I think they're LJN games, so just a little warning. Wow.
So I still can't beat the Uncanny X-Men. I do not know what the game.
Oh, wow.
So Samantha, LJN is like the original shovelware developer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
They were the first company to truly exploit just making shit for a cash grab.
Make the ET game?
No.
Nope.
That was Atari, wasn't it?
Yeah, itself. So, yeah. JJ, I don't know.
Desert.
Yep. I don't know if you saw the news, my friend. Did you see Capcom Fighting Collection Volume 2?
I didn't see Volume 2. Is it Power Stone?
It's Power Stone, baby! 1 and 2!
Oh, my God.
Yes!
All right.
Oh, Capcom is making sure we're eating good right now. They've got all the good games coming out. Like, I am so stoked about the first, of course, the Marvel versus Capcom one's coming out. This one it's got Power Stone. It's also got Capcom versus SNK.
Oh,
those are so good. I love what Capcom has been doing recently about bringing all these collections forward.
Oh, Power Stone 2. Oh, my God.
Speaking of collections, yeah. Did you see that they just released the Castlevania, the DS game collection?
Yeah.
So
that's worth it for Dawn of Sorrow alone. That's my favorite, I guess, Metroidvania-style Castlevania game.
Ooh, over Symphony of
the
Night.
Even though the art style, I definitely like it more than Symphony of the Night. But the art style, they made it so much worse than the previous version. Because it's the same storyline as Aria of Sorrow.
Okay.
But they made it... Like, if you look up the artwork for Aria of Sorrow and then look up Dawn of Sorrow, it is shameful.
Dawn of Sorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They just went... This is like... When did this come out? 2005? Yeah. This is very anime of that style, that time style.
Now look up Aria of Sorrow. And how much better that game looks.
Oh, this is gorgeous. Oh, I think I know who this artist is.
So, let me ask you, is this point, are all the previous Castlevania games, with maybe the exception of the Xbox 360 generation games, now included in collections? Because we had the original one. We had the one that were the Game Boy Advance games. And now this is the DS games, right?
Yep.
That's been it. So, wow. I guess all the cat.
I don't know if... because there was a game that came out on the PSP that was like a...
Oh, yeah. I remember that
A remaster of Rondo of Blood, which over here we... Rondo of Blood was a PC Engine game that we never got over here. We got like a bastardized version
Dracula
of it
X.
called Dracula X on the Super Nintendo.
That's a kick-ass game, though.
Yeah,
Dracula
it is.
Dracula X.
But they did like a 2.5D version of that, and then you could unlock the original Rondo of Blood, and I think it also had Symphony of the Night on it, but I don't know that that game has ever been released.
Actually, yes it has, because I just saw it in a sale. They had it, I think they call it another collection. It's not one that they like of the most recent ones, but I think they put those two games together in one collection for some reason. I think I have it. Yeah, it's like it was a re-release of Symphony of the Night. That was the one that triggered it for me. I was like, I think that actually had the remake of Rondo of Blood on it.
Rondo.
I'll have to look it up. I actually just did start playing through the Advance Collection again after they made that mention, because that was my first... reaction was, oh shit, I'm gonna go buy that right now. And then I was like, no, wait, because it's gonna go on sale.
Super cheap. I was just thinking.
So I'm trying to distract myself with the ones that I haven't even gone through yet.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, oh, I gotta get that. I was like, wait a minute, those go on sale like a month after they come out. They're like $5. So because I keep like looking at the Contra Collection one, because they've got that too, and I was like, is Contra really worth $3 at this point? I mean, I don't know. Nothing wrong with Contra. It's just like, I'm not going to sit there and play Contra or Super C or any of those games. Contra Hardcore.
Oh, there's another game. There's another Castlevania that I don't know has ever been re-released. And it was the one that came out on the original PlayStation that was a remake of the original.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. I don't remember that one.
I think I know which one you're talking about. I was also like, wait, are you talking about Super Castlevania? Because it's a remake of the original.
Super.
No.
Oh, and I thought it was two other games that aren't on a collection yet. The the 64 versions of Castlevania.
Oh.
They have got to fix the naming conventions.
But I like that some of these companies are putting out those games we've been screaming about for years. Finally, they're like, wait, you guys will give us money for those? Wow, imagine.
It's Castlevania Chronicles. You can get a used copy for $164 on eBay.
For the PS1?
Yeah.
That's like my Katana Gatari Blu-rays. They are selling between $200 and $700.
Wow.
Yep.
Dang.
I flipped a set of Neon Genesis a couple of years ago, right before it came to Netflix and they did the redub. I got 300 bones for that. And I was like, what? Are you serious? For these 80V DVDs from the like late 90s? Yeah.
There was I thought of another Castlevania that has never seen the light of day. It came out on the Wii Shop channel.
Is it Kid Dracula?
No, it was it was made exclusively for their platform. Let me see if I can find it. And wasn't there a Castlevania fighting game on the Wii too?
Oh yeah, Judgment. Ugh.
On the Wii too.
Yeah, it was Judgment.
So I think that's great. So Capcom's doing that. Konami's been doing Castlevania stuff.
It was The Adventure Rebirth was the name of that one.
And they haven't yet. I was going to say, Konami has also put out the Metal Gears. The first.
Yeah, and they got
three.
Silent Hill 2 this month, next month?
Yeah.
When is the 3 remaster coming out?
I think early next year. But it's going to be good because they're reusing the original audio for Metal Gear 3 on that. So it's just graphically.
On Silent Hill 3?
No. On Metal Gear. No, unfortunately.
That doesn't seem right.
No, Silent Hill, unfortunately, 1 and 2 and 3, their original audio, for some reason, is gone from the world.
What?
Yeah. Do you remember so did you ever see the Silent Hill HD collection? Okay.
I've only played the one on the PSP,
okay.
So I don't have
a
good taste for the.
It was on PS3, right?
Yes, PS3, Xbox 360. Well, it was one of those, you know, they were beginning to bring those games forward in HD. Those games didn't translate very well to HD graphics. Like, literally, you lost the fog because of high definition and stuff like that, so you would see the screens rendering. They lost all the original audio. So all the great voice acting that's in 2 and 3 on the PlayStation 2 was redone by a totally different cast.
Oh, no.
And it's just so bad. And so I guess that's why they've not brought that collection forward, unless they can, like, I don't know why you can't just rip a copy off of a PlayStation 2 disc and work from there, but I don't know. I am still really on the fence about that new Silent Hill HD or Silent Hill 2 remake. It looks Devil May Cry-ish to me, honestly. I don't think it's going to land. I don't know. I've hovered literally on the buy icon for it several times, but something just tells me I want to wait for reviews for that one before I plunk down the cash, especially since, you know, I haven't played Alan Wake 2 or anything.
Yeah.
I know. I have to get back into Alan Wake 2.
Did you see the original HD got a patch put into it that removes Bowie's song?
What?
That's
no.
All it did was it removed Bowie's music. I guess the license is up.
Oh, man.
Don't install it.
Don't install it. That's one of those things. My brother has got there's certain, you know, we've had this debate several times of physical versus digital, and so much stuff like that will happen. Like, my brother has a PS4 that will never be connected to the internet again because it has the PT demo on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Mm.
Because if he plugs it in, they'll remove it. Yeah. Wow. So much fun.
But speaking of Konami.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But I'm glad I got to tell you about that Power Stone. And that's again, I'm going to have to buy 4 different copies of it just to support it so they keep moving forward.
But when does it become a problem, Josh? Because this is long overdue, way long overdue. We've been asking for these for a while now. And so now they can make it work. So they're going to – now you're going to keep buying 4 copies. Like You wish you could have – spread it out over the last 10 years, 15 years at least.
Oh, I wish.
But still. Yeah, because you have to get it digitally at this point so you can carry it over to your next system, hopefully. Because I still have Power Stone 1 and 2, but it's on my PlayStation TV.
I've got it on my PS Vita.
So I have the Vita and the TV. So if I still want to play it on the TV, I guess I can play it remotely on the Vita. But I don't even know if the Vita works anymore. I haven't even charged that thing up. It's probably completely dead.
Oh, you can get them super cheap on eBay. I bought mine for $100.
Okay.
Yeah. That's one of those things. I'm with you, JJ. And also, they got announced, it was missing from Microsoft. The Marvel vs. Capcom collection was not going to come to it. They also announced that they've re-talked to to Microsoft. And that collection and the Power Stone collection is going to be coming to that. So, yes, I'll be buying it for Switch, both copies. I'll be buying it for Xbox, both copies. And I'll be buying it digitally on PlayStation, both copies.
Wow.
That's yes. So awesome. Because, one, it's I don't trust them. So that's why the physical copies are there. And, two, it's like that's going to be one of those games I will absolutely like to play on my Switch and move it around, especially Power Stone. That's going to be so good on Switch.
Oh, so good.
Just to play. I don't know. I want to keep doing it until, as dumb as that sounds, with those collections, yes, because they will never, ever be, they get delisted, relisted, all that stuff like that all the time. So that's, I'm okay in that point. And I'm okay with it because if it keeps encouraging those companies to keep putting out stuff that we've been begging for years. Like me and Joey are, every time we see this, we're like, wait, are they gonna put Onimusha 1-3 on a collection? Oh God, please, please. So it's like Joey and I, when they were that Onimusha remake remaster got announced, we're like, we both have to buy this, right? We have to show them we want Onimusha.
Mm-hmm.
It's you keep doing that. I think Capcom is going to keep doing that until they finally make all the money they spent on Okami.
Yeah.
Back, I think that game is still, even being ported forward, 3 generations at this point in HD'd, they're still negative on the budget they spent on that.
No.
But then again, it's like, all right, if we get Onimusha, can we get Beautiful Joe? Can we get all these other series? Can we get Dino Crisis? It's so weird. It's so funny seeing all these companies pivoting to be like, Sega's like, hey, you guys want, what was it, Shinobi again?
Yeah.
You want Streets of Rage? Yeah, we can make those games. There's even a new Double Dragon that's going to be coming out, so I have to buy it.
Oh.
Yeah. Yes. Have to support it. Have to. I have to, Michael.
So at this point, is Capcom making anything new that's not a Resident Evil?
They make Monster Hunter, so yes.
Oh, okay.
But between those two, they make Street Fighter.
I'm surprised they haven't gone through another revival time like they did with the 360 era. Yeah. They were bringing back all the, like, Bionic Commando came back. And
yeah, I think that's kind of why they're a little gun-shy, is because some of those did not pan out. Bionic Commando did not pan out.
I thought it was all
right. The DMC remake did not pan out. It was really panned, even though it's actually a very good game. They kind of pivoted away from it with DMC5. But then they also announced the guy that does Devil May Cry is going to be leaving Capcom after 30 years. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I think they are in a weird spot, and I've been speculating for years that they might eventually end up selling to Sony, because I think maybe they don't want to do that, and, JJ brought up Concord, and then did you see the initial reaction from Sony? It's like, we don't have any original IPs, and they're like, you have all these games again that people want you to make.
Yeah.
They want you to make new Jack and Daxters. They want you to make new Sly Coopers.
Yeah, they don't have to stay connected, yeah.
Yes. So it's like, I don't know. I guess it's just the business of video games, you know. The suits in the that high, you know, approve your budgets and stuff like that usually aren't the players or anything like that that have any love for it. They're just looking for something that can make the most money. And again, because of how much games cost to make nowadays, I fully understand that from a business standpoint. But yeah, Capcom is only making a few other games. I don't remember anything new. I think they have one game coming out that's something about like a, it looks like it's a survival horror, but it's like a kid and you're an astronaut or something like that. I remember they showed a trailer, but I've not seen anything on that since. But yeah, I think that's the only, they only really have continuing series at this point, and it's Monster Hunter, Resident Evil, and Street Fighter.
Hmm. Well, and have they mentioned what they're going to do about Resident Evil 5? I don't think anyone wants to touch that game.
Yeah, they're skipping it. The next one that they're going to come out with is they're going to redo Code Veronica.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I think they're also making Resident Evil, this 9 is coming out.
Okay.
They have announced that they've got the next game in that series coming forward. So 9 is coming forward.
Okay.
Yep.
What about Zero?
Ooh, you know what?
Zombies on a train.
That might also be in the works. There was talk about they were going to remake... they were going to remake Code Veronica because JJ's right. They want to steer clear of 5. They also definitely want to steer clear of 6. So then it's like, well, you're up to 7 again. You don't need to remake that.
I mean, I remember enjoying Zero.
Oh, yeah, Zero's fine. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did not play Code Veronica.
It was a Dreamcast exclusive. It's technically the real... there's a story. It's actually the real Resident Evil 3. Resident Evil 3 that we got was a short spinoff game. It's why it's so much shorter than 2 and 1. But they had a contract with PlayStation that the numbered sequels were exclusive to PlayStation. So they made... That's why it's Resident Evil Code Veronica instead of Resident Evil 3.
Mm.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I remember the other thing, JJ. They are going to remake... the remake of Resident Evil 1.
Oh, because the Resident Evil 1 remake was digital only, right? When they first released it?
No, it was on GameCube.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So that's the one that they're going to remake.
Gotcha.
They're going to remake that in the new remake format.
Matt.
The remake.
Right. Go back to Tank Control.
I can see it now. Like, eventually, when I'm a 80-year-old man doddering around my house, I'm going to have like 5 different copies of Resident Evil 4. It'll be the original, the HD remaster, the HD remaster ported to another system, the remake of that remake, and then the remake of that remake. It'll be great.
It's like when you're in a record shop, Mike, and you know, you pick up an album and it's like, oh, that's the Capitol pressing. No one listens to that one. It's like, I'm about to buy it. Yeah, I will listen to it.
Oh, crazy. Anybody else got any games they want to talk about or anything like that?
No.
Okay.
I'm just waiting.
Are you still playing Fallout?
I downloaded all the DLC because I forgot that I bought the one that has it all. I did a little bit of the Nuka World stuff.
Okay.
I got a cool hat with gloves or horns to add to Captain, my character. I forgot her name. Cause I have her wearing like aviator sunglasses, and she was wearing a captain's hat, but I changed it. No, I actually couldn't get myself into it. Like, I just wasn't having fun, so I turned that off. And then I was on call. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I remember not enjoying the DLC for that one nearly as much as 3.
Oh, no, it was so much different. Because Far Harbor was so freaking hard.
God, that was so good. Yeah,
and then, like I said, Nuka World.
Or no, not Far Harbor. What am I thinking of? The one on three.
Three was the pit. Then there was the space station one.
What was the scary one in the swamp?
Oh, what was that called? I cannot remember.
That was the best one.
Yeah. Go on.
I was going to say, I did want to bring up, since it's been brought up again, this is another Concord adjacent thing. What did you guys think of the announcement of the TV show that Amazon is doing? The Secret Levels. Have you seen this thing?
I have not even heard of it.
Okay, so this is very interesting. So apparently they're going to do a show that's an anthology series, also Capcom adjacent. They're going to have episodes that are focused on certain video game characters. They've got Mega Man is going to be one of the episodes. God of War is going to be an episode. Concord is going to be an episode. It's like... I'm trying to think. It's like when all the Battleborn characters were in Ready Player One because they thought that was going to be a huge
franchise. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, Battleborn.
Yes. So I think we're going to get that in December, so that's going to be interesting. And I hate to say it, I think we're in the period now where movies and TV shows are going to start mining video games like they had been mining comic books in the past 20 years. So
I'm fine with that. If they're like, I know, I guess the Borderlands movie was garbage. I barely even knew it was coming out, but I really liked the Fallout TV show.
Last of Us. Yeah, The Last of Us.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Season 2 is coming out.
I didn't finish it, but the Castlevania show.
Yeah.
I think better than movies. I hope it continues to be TV shows because they can spend more time on things. Mm-hmm. They don't have to like try to cram it into 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah, it's true. And so far, I think everything has been pretty faithfully adapted, or like at least it's if they take an artistic license with it, it goes in a good direction. Yeah. Like Castlevania, I think has done that very well.
Yeah, I gotta say I'm worried about Zelda.
Oh,
I forgot that was happening.
Me too.
And the fact that they haven't said a word about it.
Oh, as long as Link doesn't say a word or he gets to say.
Yeah, I really don't want him to.
I really hope he has the exact same voice.
I wonder what game.
Now, I will allow for one of those. Yes. I think that one's going to be. I think they said that's going to be like motion capture animated, so it's not going to be animated like the Mario Brothers movies. The director for that, I was watching something again because I was thinking about that movie too. And how they hadn't said anything. He said like 10 years ago, if he was going to do, he's like, I will never get to direct this movie, but he's like, this is what I would do as a motion capture movie would be The Legend of Zelda. Hmm. So that way he could animate it.
For the horse.
Yep. And what do you think? You think it's going to be Ocarina of Time, or do you think it's going to be, because it's been so popular, you think it's going to be based off of Tears of the Kingdom / Breath of the Wild?
Because
I know it's going to be between those two.
I'm going to go Legend of Zelda 2. Yeah.
The Adventures of Link?
Yep.
I really wish that game would get a remake treatment.
It is.
So except for the final boss fight.
So hard.
Yeah, until you get the down sword thrust, and then it's a different game altogether.
Oh, yeah, game's over. Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right, Samantha. Something tells me, I was like, I don't know. I think it's going to be too far away from like Ocarina of Time. That would have been the perfect story one to make.
I think it's going to be the newer ones because more recent in people's minds, but also... older looking characters.
Yep.
So I think we're gonna probably wrap it up, but I have a joke to take us out on.
Okay, let's
see. That I wrote. Okay. It's two guys and they're in a tunnel, and This one guy's like, why are there so many rocks in here? And the other guy's like, it's a mine. And then the other guy's like, I didn't ask who it belongs to. I asked why there are so many rocks in here. And that guy's name is Jesus Christ.
And that's
my joke.
And on that note, I believe we will call it here. Goodbye, folks.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.